Rutherford Issues with Brian Barrett on FM 101.9 and AM 1450 Murfreesboro, FM 100.5 Smyrna, and streaming at WGNSradio.com.
Rutherford Issues is powered by Middle Tennessee Electric. They remind you the 23rd annual Earth Day celebration is Saturday, April 20th, 10 a.m. until 2 on the Murfreesboro Square. Check out local and organic products, live music, and more. It's free fun for the whole family, April 20th on the Square. More information at rcearthday.com.
Rutherford Issues on News Radio WGNS.
And today we are in conversation with our friends from the Domestic Violence and Sexual Assault Center. And Erica Downing joins us. Erica is the executive director, and welcome in.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. Good to have you. So talk to me about the services that you provide here in our local community.
Absolutely. So for those of you that don't know that we exist, we are the Domestic Violence Sexual Assault Center. We were founded in 1986. So we have four core services to serve survivors of domestic violence and sexual assault. So we provide court advocacy for those that are trying to file a petition for an order of protection. We have an emergency safe shelter that houses both men, women, and children who are fleeing a domestic violence situation. We have a counseling department that serves both survivors, current and past, of domestic violence, sexual assault, or stalking. And then we also have an on-site forensic examination room. So for those who have experienced a sexual assault, instead of reporting to our local ER department or possibly Stonecrest in Smyrna as well, if we have a nurse that's on call, then that survivor can actually come in to have that exam completed in our facility. More private, compassionate setting, and we have advocates that are there that are present during that exam to really support that survivor through that exam.
Yeah. Sounds like it takes a few volunteers to make this work too.
Yes. Takes a few volunteers and a lot of staff members as well. Yeah. And really the whole community to get involved to address the issues of surrounding domestic violence and sexual assault.
Well, we're going to spend time today talking about sexual assault as April is Sexual Assault Awareness Month. But you mentioned that 1986 was when the domestic violence, I guess it was the shelter, if I remember the terminology right, and, you know, in the beginning, and that was the big thing that really kind of got the ball rolling. I guess the core services have grown since the agency came into being.
Absolutely. You know, Deb Johnson was our founding director, and she really had this vision in the community to first serve domestic violence survivors. And it wasn't until 2007 that we actually added we merged with a sexual assault program and actually were able to provide services for both sides of the coin, so to speak. And so as the county has grown over the year, of course, our services have grown. And so we just have to adapt and change with the community and really to be that local resource for someone who is wanting to find out how to escape a domestic violence relationship. Someone who is actually trying to heal from a sexual assault and seeking our counseling services, because all the services that we provide are at no cost to the survivor. So of course, you know, that's when the community comes in, and, you know, we're funded by grants mm-hmm. and private foundations, but also private citizens in the community that really have a tie to our mission and passion to make a difference in our community.
By the way, you can find out lots of information on their website, dvsacenter.org. And it's one of the things that when I remember talking to Deb back in the day about it, you know, and just the sheer fear of, you know, reprisal, you know, keeps people in a relationship that's not good, right?
Absolutely. You know, and it's really difficult for someone to leave a domestic violence relationship. You know, you constantly hear, why does someone stay? Why don't they leave? And that's not a simple question for any survivor to answer. You know, at some point there was some good parts of that relationship that they are holding on to, and they may not have a support system to actually leave that relationship. You know, there could be financial abuse, there could be psychological, emotional abuse. And so after a while, you kind of feel stuck in that relationship and you don't know where to go and where to turn. And that's why we're that local resource, in order to help someone figure out what those next steps are. You know, someone who comes in to have a conversation with us or calls us, they may not be ready to make that first step, but at least they know that there is someone who can support them if and when they are ready to make that change, because that is something that they have to decide for themselves, and they're their own expert in their situation and their relationship, and so they know what triggers could possibly happen if they decide to leave. You know, typically in a domestic violence relationship, when someone tries to leave that relationship is when it escalates and becomes more dangerous for that person who's trying to leave that relationship. And that's where we see those domestic homicides as well, because the abuser is seeing that power and control taken away from them, and they're trying everything to get that back.
Yeah. Tough situation for many people, and I'm sure that you have numbers on you know, locally how big of an issue this is in sexual assault as well, but I would say that a lot of it's underreported, wouldn't you?
Absolutely. Both domestic violence and sexual assault are both underreported. With sexual assaults, typically only 1/3 actually come forward on a sexual assault. Some of those reasons are they're not sure if they're going to be believed or not, you know, and that's really hard to come forward and pursue possibly law enforcement, even pursue those next steps. And so no one has to contact law enforcement to have any of our services. You know, if they want law enforcement to be involved, then we will make those arrangements as well. But we want to make sure that we're providing that safe environment for them to disclose, because these are very tough subjects for someone to talk about, and we may be the first person that they've ever talked to about it. So it's really important that we're giving them that space to tell their story, how they need to tell it and how it needs to be said. And then also believing them, because that's the step one of anyone leaving a domestic or sexual violence relationship, is that they need someone who is going to believe them, not ask them all these questions about, well, why did you do this? Why did you do that? You know, not bringing in those victim blaming and shaming tactics, because that prevents someone from coming forward. And I think that's part of the reason that domestic violence and sexual assault is underreported as well.
Yeah. Is Rutherford County like most other places? I mean, it is a definite problem.
It definitely is. You know, Murfreesboro Police Department will report about 53% of their calls that they go on are domestic in nature.
Oh, wow.
And, you know, to me, one of the issues with the rapid growth that Rutherford County has is, unfortunately, crime does increase because of, it's one of those side effects that we don't like to talk about, but it does increase crime. And so, you know, our law enforcement officers, both with Rutherford County Sheriff's Department and Murfreesboro Police Department, they are absolutely amazing with referring survivors to us. You know, going through their options of, do you need safe shelter? Do you need possibly an order of protection? You know, would you like to go get an exam done? They also have counseling services. So they are really good boots on the ground of actually explaining what their options are. And again, kind of leaving that ball in their court as to what their next steps are.
Yeah. We are talking today with Erica Downing. She is the executive director of the Domestic Violence and Sexual Assault Center. And April is Sexual Assault Awareness Month. And that is another area that maybe even is more underreported, sexual assault.
Absolutely. You know, it's so hard for someone to come forward to even have an exam. Two, to really process what has just happened, especially if it's someone that they know, someone they may be an acquaintance, because most of sexual assaults are someone that they know. It's not the, you know, the things that we've heard all those years of a stranger danger rape, and, you know, it's a casual, you know, they don't know who the person is. It's typically someone that they know. It's typically somebody that they've trust. And they're just processing what just happened, you know, what do I need to do? And that's a lot to process. And there's a lot of trauma that comes along with those aspects too. And when someone's in trauma, they're not thinking in that logical thought process. The brain is just not firing in the same way. And so it's really hard to make those decisions. And they feel guilt. They feel like they may be blamed. Like they're holding some piece of it that they think that it's their fault. And for any survivor that is out there that's experienced a sexual assault, there is nothing that you have done that it is your fault. They took something from you that they did not have permission to take, no matter what the situation was. You did nothing wrong. And I think that's really hard for some of our survivors to remember, is that they didn't ask for this. Nothing that they did, not that they were out late, they were drinking, you know, all of those things. Oh, I shouldn't have been wearing that. None of that gave anyone permission to take anything that wasn't theirs.
And I would think maybe many times as well, the abuser in this situation, you know, kind of messes with your head too, you know, and, you know,
absolutely.
Don't say anything, and, or didn't mean that, or, I mean, all kinds of excuses, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I didn't mean for it to go that far. I didn't mean for that to happen. Oh, I thought that's what you wanted. You know, I'm really sorry. I never would have done that if I thought you didn't want that. You know, there's all those things. So then they start doubting themselves. Well, okay, well, maybe they didn't. Maybe I misunderstood. Maybe, and it's gaslighting and it's manipulation and everything else, is that they're trying to get themselves out of a situation that they know potentially could ruin the rest of their life, you know, if, you know, court is involved and conviction and things of that nature. So they're constantly trying to charm and reclaim the situation so that that survivor doesn't come forward to make those reports, yeah, or even seek out any services for help.
I guess the key word here is to reach out. What about those who maybe have gone through a sexual assault years ago? I mean, those wounds are still there.
Absolutely. Those wounds don't go away. And there's no time stamp of what healing looks like, because that's different for every person. And I think, you know, we have in our minds what we think someone should be over a certain situation, and that's just not the case. Until you've walked in those shoes and been in that situation, you don't know what that truly looks like. So that's why we do provide counseling for past survivors of sexual assault, because at any given time something could trigger that situation that rises up, and they need to know how to handle those situations. And give us part of counseling gives them those positive coping skills in order to kind of go through life and really address part of those issues that happened in the past. Because if we don't address things, they always come back up. And so it's very key for someone who's experienced any type of a violence in their life to go through counseling, because there's going to be feelings of anxiety, post-traumatic stress as well, and counseling can help with those issues.
But I think many times, though, those emotions, you just want to forget about that happening, and you push that down.
Yes.
And don't want, but you're really putting yourself through living through that every time.
Absolutely. You're actually, you know, causing yourself more trauma and re-traumatizing yourself every single day when you're not addressing those issues, because they don't go away. No matter how far we push those down, they always will come back up. You know, they could affect future relationships, they could, you know, affect our job performance, just any everyday interaction. Something may occur that just triggers something, and it's so important to address those things and not ignore them. You know, I think we think if we just push things down far enough, they're not going to come back up, and that's just not the reality these days.
Well, in our final moments here, any final thoughts on April being Sexual Assault Awareness Month, and anything you want to leave the listeners with?
Absolutely. I'd like to go through a couple of things that are going on in April with our agency. Mayor Carr did sign a proclamation declaring April Sexual Assault Awareness Month. He is also lighting the courthouse teal, which teal is the color of for Sexual Assault Awareness Month. So the historic courthouse downtown will be lit up teal from the 1st through the 5th. So please go check that out. It's beautiful at night. We are blessed that our mayor's office does this every year for us, and it's a beautiful sight to see. April 2nd is where Teal Day. So that's where we stand in solidarity with sexual assault survivors and support them. April the 24th is National Diddum Day. And we do have a fundraiser that's coming up on April the 4th at the the view at the fountains. It's called Show Your Till, T-I-L-L. And it is kind of a revamp of our Tip Your Waiter event that we've had in the past. Tickets are still on sale. You can go to Eventbrite or to our website to purchase those tickets. And that's on April the 4th at the View at the Fountains from 11:30 a.m. to 1 p.m.
All right. Very good. And all of the information from today, DVSA, Domestic Violence Sexual Assault Center. .org, and you can look it up online, find things there. And Erica, it's been great having you here today.
Thank you so much.
Erica Downing joining us, the Executive Director of Domestic Violence Sexual Assault Center right here in Rutherford County. That's it for our show today. Hope you have a wonderful day, and we will see you back here next time on Rutherford Issues.